I'm joined by Gamal Gamati, former spokesman for the National Transitional Council in London. Gamal, we're hearing these reports of that Mutasin's been arrested trying to flee Sirte. Can you confirm them?
No, I cannot. We don't believe that this report is accurate. We are waiting clarifications from the NTC. It could be a hoax. This report was released to the world by Reuters news agency. This is not the first time that Reuters news agency gives out a false report. It could have been a hoax or somebody on Gaddafi's side trying to release this fabricated story so that maybe Mutasin can have some breathing time and a cover for him to escape from Sirte. But we have to await clarifications on this ongoing story.
So are you outright denying it?
Absolutely. There is no confirmation yet that he has been apprehended. There is no proof or confirmation that he has been apprehended.
Okay. Both Amnesty and Human Rights Watch are expressing increasing concern about the treatment of Gaddafi loyalists once they're captured. What's your response to that?
My response to that is that if there are any violations to the human rights of those captured prisoners, then those violations are to be condemned. They are unacceptable and they will not be tolerated. And I'm sure the NTC and the relevant authorities will investigate and will take the right corrective action. So far, we have had, over the last 7 months, thousands and thousands of people who have been arrested, either prisoners of war or generally just people who have been wanted for crimes during the Gaddafi era. These people have been kept in good conditions. They have been treated humanely, and they have been given all the appropriate all their appropriate needs have been met, and this have been verified previously by the same organizations you have just mentioned.
But Amnesty has evidence that people have been, at least two guards have admitted torturing Gaddafi loyalists until they made confessions.
Well, those two guards are violating basic human rights principles. They are also violating the policies that the NTC are following. And so once identified, those guards will be held accountable. This is not acceptable. The new Libya is a free Libya, a democratic Libya, a Libya that respects human rights. We, the Libyan people, have been victims of violations of human rights by Gaddafi and his agencies over 40 years. And what we stand for is totally the opposite discourse, and that is respect of human rights. So any violations by individuals today, supposedly working or acting on behalf of the NTC, will not be tolerated and will be dealt with accordingly.
What's your understanding of the latest of the situation in Sirte? We're hearing that NTC forces have been pushed back this morning. What have you been hearing?
No, I think Sirte is very, very close to being totally liberated. There is still one pocket of resistance right at the heart of the city. This pocket is totally surrounded, and it's just a matter of time before it will be overrun and taken over. And then, obviously, there will have to be a mopping up operation. They'll have to be checking that there are no traps or booby traps or anybody hiding anywhere, no explosives or anything like that. That might take a couple of days, and then after that, I'm confident, and everybody in Libya is confident, that the city of Sirte will be announced totally liberated and free within maybe a few days.
And once that happens, then the total liberation of Libya will be declared. Is that right?
Absolutely. There will be an official statement declaring the total liberation of Libya, and then a new interim government will be announced and set up, and that government will take action quickly to maintain law and order and commence the running of the state of Libya on a temporary basis, and the temporary period of or a transition period would have started, which is a political process that should last for about 20 months and lead to ultimately to a final constitution, democratic constitutions, and final elections.
Okay, Gilmer. Thanks very much.
Thank you.